Along 125th Street in Upper Manhattan, you can hear the echoes of a swinging Cab Calloway or the plaintive songs of Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald. They've all put Harlem on the map, a center for black migration from the South, which transformed itself as the apogee of black culture in the 1920s. Maybe those were the echoes former President Bill Clinton heard when he moved his offices there after leaving Washington, a kind of Harlem song.
I like it. I'm close to the Apollo Theater. I'm close to soul food. I feel like I'm home.
Drop me off in Harlem.
A new musical called Harlem Song opened at the Apollo Theater this month. It's the first open-ended run in the 89-year history of the Apollo. Harlem Song celebrates the African-American infusion of the neighborhood, the intoxicating music and rent parties, and soul-down southernness.
I don't want your dick.
George C. Wolfe wrote and directed Harlem Song. He married dialogue, dance, and old tunes written by legends like Duke Ellington to tell the story of Harlem. At a rehearsal downtown, we caught up with Wolfe, a kinetic impresario whose nerve endings never seem to stop jangling. He's won Tonys for his productions of Bringin' Da Noise, Bringin' Da Funk, and Jelly's Last Jam. His intentions for Harlem Song are slightly different. It's a Harlem Apollo Theater show, not a Broadway show.
There's the whole education component to it. We're trying to create a show that is available, that is historically grounded, as is entertaining, and that also is, it's a dangerous word, but I'll say that is responsible in terms to history and also responsible to a community.
I got everything you need.
And nothing I want. So why don't you make like last week's pay and get gone quick?
Yeah, man.
The dancing is fast and furious. Harlem Song is intended to be both community give back and musical review. It'll be a free show each week for the neighborhood. Many of the young actors, dancers, and singers answered open casting calls for the part, including Queen Esther, a young woman who's now a Harlem denizen who moved here not long ago from the South, decades after the historic migration.
What you have to understand is that black people from the South were not wanted up here. No black anybody from up north wanted to be reminded of their southern roots. It was country, it was backwards, it was ignorant, it was everything that they were trying to escape. And so when these southern black people came up north, they were shunned, they were looked down upon. And so they had to band together somehow to get through it. And they did it in Harlem.
Harlem is one of the most popular tourist destinations in New York. But many of those who come are foreign visitors. Producer John Schreiber wants to see the rebirth of the cultural trek uptown from other parts of the city that inspired songs like Cotton Club and Take the A-Train.
I think Harlem is at a tipping point. I think that a lot of people from downtown and from around the country have heard a lot about what's going on uptown. I think our show will give them an excuse to sample Harlem, and we hope that that's just a jumping off point. And I think that residents of Upper Manhattan are feeling a greater sense of community pride because of the economic regeneration that's been going on.
Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton coming in?
Of course. When that happened, I was just delighted. It symbolized in many ways what the message we're trying to deliver, and that is, there's one New York. You know, if we can shrink the city that way, we're doing a good thing.
This is a musical that will undoubtedly awaken mixed feelings. All the glory of the past, all the ignorance of the intervening years as Harlem declined and then as gentrification began. Sister Francesca Thompson is a director for multicultural programs at Fordham University. She'd just seen the show.
There are so many things I wish had never been integrated away from us that have been. We might have been very poor. We were never impoverished. And I think because of integration, we have become impoverished in many ways. White was right. And so let's get into white schools. Let's get into white neighborhoods. And there were so many things that were negative in the majority neighborhoods that we accepted that really should not have been accepted. White was not always right. Unfortunately, we had been taught to think so.
Still, like many others, she hopes Harlem Song will be a success, infusing the future with the hopes and dreams of the Jazz Age.
I hope that the people in Harlem support the show. I think that it would be a very good way for them to get a shot in the arm. I think it would be invigorating as well as life enhancing for them. The past, we have a great and glorious past, and we must stop negating it and start pushing it for the glorious thing that it was and still is.
The musical is Harlem Song, the director, George C. Wolfe, the locale, the historic Apollo Theater in Harlem.